Burgum says the idea for the state's legacy fund developed from individuals and has successfully transformed how the state operates. In his address, the governor outlined five areas he would like to see cross-cutting initiatives developed, one of which is the reinvention of government. One group the governor has already talked with is the state's IT department and posed the question of how do we do a better job at delivering government services. Burgum says when it comes to technology, we need to rethink the structuring we use among the various agencies.
And as we have approached technology in the past, we've been doing it, you know, in the silos of the agencies by program. And everybody's like, hey, let's create a website. What we end up with is today we have over 160 websites from the state of North Dakota, and none of them interconnect with each other. I mean, you're going to go out today and try to buy a park pass and a fishing license, you got to go two different times, and when you come back, it doesn't know who you are and that you were just on the other website.
Burgum says that approach does not work in today's electronic culture. He says the next question to be asked is if a department is running existing systems, growing systems, or working on transforming government.
91% of the resources we have is just keeping the lights on, running the systems, and not just 160 plus websites. We have over 800 different business applications we're trying to keep going. Some of those are over 20 years old. They've been discontinued. We got mainframes we're trying to run. We have to figure out a way to harvest resources from the run over to the grow and the transform, and we have to do this across state government.
Burgum says along with finding ways to deliver services better, investments need to be made to make sure the operations are also secure. He says the state's network is now averaging 7.3 million online attacks per month.
That may be like a shockingly large number, but this is the world we live in. Some of it is state-sponsored foreign terrorist organizations. Some of it is people doing it for profit. Some of it, might be someone trying to, harness a bunch of computers to, mine bitcoins. It could be a variety of different sources. But if you interact with the state, we have tax information. We may have health information. We have other vital information. We have an important duty to protect citizen information.
He says the recent Find a Plow app and license tab kiosks are just two areas where technology has been implemented to better serve the public. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.